When we think of an exterminator, identifying a natural predator doesn't necessarily come to mind. Today, Jane Andrews admits that she didn't see the big picture until it was standing right next to her. This is A Walk in the Park.
At a previous house that my husband and I owned, we ran into a bit of a problem. Seeing that no one had lived in that house for 2 years, we needed to evict some local rodent squatters that had made themselves at home. Field mice had carved tunnels from the attic above the bedroom to inside the kitchen cabinet. At night, we would hear the scurrying above us and then listen for the door to shut on the live trap we set. In the morning, I marked the mouse with a permanent marker and then released him deep in our woods. After finding the same mouse in the same trap, enjoying a consistent source of peanut butter, I decided it was time to cut down the growing population and set conventional snap traps. I had to endure the sound of the trap every so often, but it was a better choice than poisons, which mice would eat and then head outside and then possibly be eaten by cats or hawks, poisoning them inadvertently. If I could have employed a cat or a hawk to take care of the indoor problem, I definitely would have. However, my dog would have made short order of either one. We did, it turned out, have hawks in the area. At that time, we had chickens with a full-size coop and an extended run. One day, I couldn't account for my favorite chicken. She was on the smaller side, but incredibly beautiful. Upon looking for her, I came upon a pile of familiar feathers. We had just completed installing a cover to the run to keep hawks out, so I was perplexed as to how a hawk got in. The chicken run was part of the woods, so it wasn't easy to spot a hole. As I had assumed that I was looking for the breach in our fencing, in all of the brush, I didn't see that I was standing right next to the hawk. Apparently, in the cold winter temperatures, he was guarding the well-preserved chicken meat for multiple meals and didn't bother trying to find a way out. After finding the hole, we opened up the run and let the hawk carry off his prize. The hawk was not the problem. He most likely kept the field mouse population around our house from getting out of control. He just did what nature does, and then rewarded himself with a chicken dinner.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.